Broadcasting from a tiny studio located somewhere in North America to the world. Waging war on the Matrix of Confusion.
Tires and lights of fire.
I know one of them has a carrying a very large weapon.
I am really deeply worried. We have two grandchildren who are 6 and 8, and I believe they are in greater danger of dying from enemy activities than we were.
There's no reason that young American soldiers need to be going into the homes of Iraqis in the dead of night.
The United States must secure its borders. This is a basic responsibility.
I doubt anyone here would recognize civic virtue if it reached up and bit you in the ass.
The hard part about playing chicken is knowing when to flinch.
And now, Dark Matters. Here's Don Ecker.
I hear it fading. I can speak it. Oh, else you will dig my grave. Fear them finding, always whining.
Welcome back to another edition of Dark Matters Radio. I am your host. My name is Don Ecker. This particular edition of the Classic UFOs Tonight takes a look at something that many people have suspected for a long time, mind control, more particularly government mind control. In April of 1994, I hosted an episode of UFOs Tonight with researcher Martin Cannon, who had written a monologue called The Controllers. Now, in this particular monologue, Cannon had gone back many years detailing experiments by the Central Intelligence Agency and others within the government intelligence community attempting to come up with a Manchurian-type candidate. In other words, taking subjects, in many cases unknowing, and administering drugs and hypnosis in an attempt to make a, well, I guess the best way to put it, an unknowing government employee or an unknown government intelligence operative. One of the things that we discussed in this particular episode was the case of Candy Jones. Now, back in the 1940s and 1950s, Candy Jones was a well-known American model, a very, by all accounts, a very beautiful woman. And she then married a fellow by the name of John Neville. Now, for any of you longtime UFO fans, you'll know that John Neville, or as he was more popularly known, Long John Neville, was a longtime radio host out of New York, New York, on station WOR. That hosted a program that took a look at a lot of paranormal topics, not the least of which was UFOs. Now, Neville, after he was married to Candy Jones, discovered that there was something wrong. She was having a hard time sleeping, and as the case turned out, she claimed later, under hypnosis, that she had been a controlled asset by an unknown intelligence agency, carrying out, among other things, even purportedly assassinations. Now, Martin Cannon is kind of a funny story in itself. I first met him in 1988 in November at a party. Now, Cannon, which at the time was no surprise to me, was an extremely left-wing guy. And he had a rabid antipathy toward me because I had been a military soldier that had served in Vietnam. And during the encounter of our first meeting, during a rather heated exchange, he called me a baby burner. Now, needless to say, I was not real happy about that. And today, looking at it, it's kind of funny, but I offered to throw him off of a balcony in the apartment we were at this party. Cannon took off, ran, and literally hid in a closet in this apartment until later he snuck out and took off. Now, later on, we got to the point where we could talk, and I did admire him for the work he did on his monologue, The Controllers, which you'll find a copy of right here on the Paracast. But to make a long story short, we got to the point where we could talk, and this is a particular episode that came out of that. Now, in this episode, you're going to hear a lot of names that, if you're familiar with the UFO field, you'll have probably come across in one form or another, not the least of which were people like Philip Klass, noted skeptic, people like purported government intelligence agent Gordon Novell, Colonel John Alexander, Victoria Lacasse, among many other names. But I think that this particular episode is very important because it really opened up the door on a lot of what many people in the UFO research arena, and more particularly the abduction arena, suspected. So without any further ado, let's get on with this episode, which I call The Controllers, or Government Mind Control.